Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it. Welcome to Always Something. My name is Jamie, and let's dive in. Recently, and we all know this, the greater Los Angeles area has suffered a devastating loss to property and to businesses and to schools and to general ways of living due to the fires. I'm just going to say, I love LA. It is probably one of my most favorite cities in the world. It is creative, it's artistic, it's diverse, it is enlightening, and to see what has happened is unsettling and heartbreaking. And many people, including Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag, are taking legal action against Los Angeles because of the fact that they lost their home in the fires. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag live in Pacific Palisades. The interesting thing that has come about with this is that there is now a renewed interest in the humanity of celebrities. I've been working in communications my entire career, and specifically, I have worked in communications for luxury brands and consumer goods. And then when I moved just outside of DC, I started to work in government because I felt as if I needed like a break and some space. The life cycle of a brand can be very challenging to sustain. I'm tying this into Spencer and to Heidi because I have followed them for the better part of almost 20 years at this point. Heidi Montag was on The Hills, which was an MTV show that aired during the mid and late 2000s and going into the 2010s. And she met her now husband, Spencer, because he appeared on the show as a friend of a love interest of the star of the show, Lauren Conrad. Spencer and Heidi were a nemesis to Lauren, and develop their own kind of plot line throughout the airing of the show. And what ended up happening is that Spencer took on like this nemesis kind of evil villain character, and Heidi was kind of along for the ride, right? And she was vying for, and she had a lot of regret over the relationship that ended with the star of the show, Lauren Conrad. Lauren and Heidi went their separate ways, and Heidi and Spencer got married on the show and have since been married. Because of the fire, Heidi and Spencer lost their home, tragically. And, you know, they have two young kids. It's just a very sensitive and serious problem that they are facing right now. One of the things that Heidi has done over the years leading up until this point she's made pop music. And I've listened to the music, and I do think that there could be something there. I do think that she could probably use some artist development. I think she could definitely use a hand in promotion and in marketing. She is comfortable doing interviews, right? She used to do interviews to promote The Hills, and then she became kind of a fixture in Hollywood and in reality TV. So did her husband. So she's comfortable being in front of the camera and talking about her feelings. I've had like an intellectual interest into Spencer's approach to mass media. He and his wife Heidi and Spencer, known as Spidey, had some trouble kind of navigating life after the Hills. It's no secret that Heidi did a lot of cosmetic surgery and has since expressed remorse over doing that. And one of the points that she made as a, you know, reflecting back on the decisions that she made as a young adult in her 20s was just the pressure of being in the industry. Spencer being by her side, he said at the time, and I believe he's always said this, is that he never agreed with the need to have the surgery. She never needed to do it. She was beautiful. She looked healthy. She was in shape. But, you know, I don't live in LA, but LA does have, it can wear you out and it can exhaust you and it can wither you to your insecurities, similar to being in Washington and working in politics. With that aside, her album Superficial is now number one on iTunes. I listened to the album and it's very reminiscent of Britney Spears' Blackout album, just to kind of give you some context. Very dance heavy, very techno heavy, very synth heavy. However, the vocal performance of it, I think, you know, I'm not a music critic, but my mom is a classically trained singer. She has done vocal training for me. I also play piano and violin and have sung in choir. So I have an ear for music. I'm a fan of pop music. It's probably my favorite genre of music to enjoy, aside from gospel. And there's something there. Spencer has always been kind of the brains behind the operation. That's very clear. That's very apparent. And now entertainment journalists from E! News to Entertainment Tonight, Access Hollywood, you name it, have taken an interest into how they're feeling and how they're coping with losing everything. And he has been promoting the album. And it has done very well for Heidi and for Spencer. And now they're in advanced talks with other producers to see what can be done. We don't know what that is going to be like. We don't know if that is going to materialize and what that can mean. There are rumors that it could be Rick Antonoff. We don't know until that happens. However, the lawsuit and the timing of the album going to number one, I wonder about how all of this will play out. I expect this to go to trial, depending on how many plaintiffs join. I believe there are now close to 20 plaintiffs, residents and businesses combined. And Spencer is now, and I have to say it, Spencer has really been on top of the show behind the business and the business behind the show when it comes to reality TV. And you kind of had to be there during that era. The production quality and the story development for shows like The Hills and The City, with Whitney Port as a good example, there's nothing that's really matched that. I haven't seen any reality TV show that would have fashion houses and like Kelly Catrone and Vogue and Teen Vogue allow cameras to be there for the people that are working in these organizations. I've always been, you know, kind of enamored with how that was achieved. I genuinely believe that Spencer wants the very best for Heidi. That is his wife, that is the mother of his children, that is his life partner. Heidi trusts Spencer implicitly, but it's a duo. You're not going to get one without the other. My assessment with the lawsuit and with Heidi's album, I believe that the lawsuit is going to catapult more interest into Heidi as is the superficial album. You know, people are going to start looking into that, but she's going to have a viable product to sell as she is going to trial for this. Spencer knows that. Say what you want. Spencer Pratt is brilliant. Years ago, I did a tweet and I complimented Spencer Pratt on how he leaked stories to the tabloids and how he staged paparazzi shots and really marketed himself and marketed Heidi and really leaned into the persona that he had cultivated on the Hills. Now, we know celebrities calling cameras on themselves is not new. I mean, that happened back. I mean, honestly, that was going on back in the golden era of Hollywood in the early times. You know, Frank Sinatra used to call actors to faint at his performances so that it would be caught up in the news. And he would stage ambulances and fire trucks outside of his shows to stage interest. So that's not new. My recommendation for Heidi is to book some performances. You gotta have a viable product aside from just the album. You need to get some dancers. Your microphone needs to be on and you need to sing it down. Because if certain conversations don't materialize for producers and record labels and songwriters, the one that you're hoping to talk to or you may be talking to now, there's someone else that might be interested. Max Martin might be interested. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are other ways to gain the interest of other producers. Now, I know you guys have a lot on your mind, and I know that the last several weeks have devastated you, and I can't imagine, right? Like, I'm sitting in my home recording this right now. And I was just talking to my husband about the fires and everything and how everything's going over there out in LA. And we just like looked at each other and we looked around our home and we just got really sad. We got grief stricken because we couldn't imagine just waking up tomorrow and all of this being gone. You know, think about mentally what everyone is going through over there and like the fear and the sadness and the confusion and the anxiety. But Spencer Pratt knows that this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I don't know who manages Heidi, if she's represented by a management company. Spencer Pratt is probably navigating that right now as we speak. But she's got to be in front of journalists. She's got to interview. She's got to tell her story. She's got to tell her narrative. A lot of us, I'm saying us, the general public, don't know anything about Heidi aside from her being on the Hills and being on reality television. Who is Heidi? Who is she? Where? What makes her who she is? Why does she have an interest in pop music? You know, find old videos from her family of her performing at talent shows. And this is something that's been, you know, a part of her life as a child and, you know, dance competitions and all of that. Like, give us a story, give us something to connect to that leads to the passion of her creating music, and then build upon that, put her in front of a journalist, let her tell her story, and then have her perform just something cute, something fun, something energetic, something uplifting, and plug her album one more time, and then find a way to build upon that, because you're going to need to cast a wide net for the general public to not just only download the album, but then to invest into Heidi as an artist. That's what I would, as a comms professional, right? I've been doing this a long time. That's what I would recommend for Spencer to do. He's probably already beat me to the punch. Like, I'm just probably already telling him something that he knows. And I did this entire podcast as if I'm talking to Spencer Pratt, He probably thinks I'm crazy, but you know. Thank you all for listening to Always Something. We know that with this industry and with news, there's always something. So thank you guys so much. Take care, and I will talk to you soon.